Do you think it's worth it?
No.
Would you choose to be an immortal vampire?
No, I don't want to be a vampire.
But what if you could, like, become a vampire and then, like, you know, like, then you turned, like the two of us into vampires and, like, all of us could hang out for eternity.
And we'd all hate you, maybe.
I'm still a pass.
For eternity. I don't know, though. Like, you get bit by a vampire.
Podcast, like, 1,000 years from now?
Yeah, we think how many episodes we'd have.
You only have a few seconds to make up your mind if you want to die right now or live forever.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know that I would be thinking about the ramifications of eternal life. I would just be like, I'm not ready to die yet.
And that's a good point. That's a good point, Jared.
Yeah. No.
It might, your survival mechanism might just kick in, and you're like, well, being a vampire is better than being nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
And you also could always, think, like, you can go out in the sun and die, right?
Oh, yeah. You could always just walk into the sun and kill yourself.
Okay, that's a good point. It's like, so that's a good point. Like, they're immortal, but they could still, like, end
you could
it.
You could drive into a whole bunch of spiky logs.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. So I'm imagining, like, a vampire, like, in like a in their truck, and they're, like, swigging, like, a bottle of, like, wild turkey.
Yeah.
And then, like, just driving full speed towards, like, a bunch of wooden spikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one way to go.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello, and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we'd like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Jared Sane.
And this episode kicks off the first of a whole month of spooky episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
Spooky episodes.
Uh-huh. Yep. We're going to scare your pants off.
Yeah.
Yep. That's not how I do it. The spookiest of episodes.
Right. So, yeah, if your pants are not off already, they will be by the end of this month.
Because you'll be so scared.
Yeah. That's the only natural response is to take off your pants.
Every time I get scared, I like to take my pants off.
Yeah, just in case. Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You don't know, are you going to pee yourself? Or are you going to...
Right, it's better to, you just know, like, when you do find out, to not be wearing pants. So anyway, in that spirit, in the spirit of the spooky season, today, we're going to kick it off talking about vampires.
Vampires, right.
Okay. I thought you had something to say there.
Yeah. Vampires.
Vampires. Right?
Vampires.
All right. Good contribution, Jared.
Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to. They've got like a whole bunch of like rules and stuff around them, right?
Vampires have like
tons
so
of
many
rules. Should we just go through them?
Yeah, let's go through them real quick just to like give people an idea of what we're talking about.
Number one, they drink blood.
Yep.
Number two, they are not into garlic. Number three, not into the sun either. Sometimes they just burst into flames. Number four, mirrors. Can't see the reflection in them.
All right.
You have to invite them into your house. You can only kill them with a wooden stake to the heart. To become a vampire, you have to drink another vampire's blood after it's bitten you.
Ooh.
Yep. They are immortal. Sometimes they turn into bats. They sleep in coffins, and they are not into crosses.
There's a lot of things that they're not into. They don't prefer.
Yeah, and they're always horny.
Yeah,
that's the number one rule of vampires.
Right, always be horny.
Always be horny.
ABH. Yeah, I mean, like, so what do we want to do here? Like, do we want to change the rules, have less of them, have more of them? Like, what's the thing about vampires that we're unhappy about? Or it's like, is there something like, are any of those rules specifically that you're like, ugh, this is bullshit?
The one that's probably the most bullshit to me is the garlic one.
Right.
But at the same time...
Explain the garlic one. They just don't like it?
Well, they're like, if you want to keep a vampire away... Yeah,
they have an aversion.
They have an aversion to garlic.
You put like a garlic necklace on.
Yeah, and then they're like all of a sudden
like you stink. Like,
no thanks.
I'm going to you know, suck this other person's blood.
Yeah, because they don't have any garlic
on. Any garlic.
But at the same time, I find that endearing.
So, really?
You know, it's kind of, it's just kind of like, oh, so that's what you don't like? Garlic?
Uh-huh. I'll be fine then.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I have to say that, like, most of the time, if I'm eating something and you're putting garlic in it, I like it more.
Mm-hmm. So James is not a vampire.
Yeah. Right.
It's good to know.
That's right.
The garlic rule makes me wonder, like, what they do like. Like, if you had, like, if you wore, like, a necklace of ginger, would you just get, like, swarmed by vampires?
Yeah, if you had some basil.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, they're really, they're more into, like, the more subtle flavors, I think.
Yeah, like virgin's blood.
I can't quite place, what did you put in this? It's like, virgin's blood. Oh, is that what it is? Yes.
There would definitely be an adjustment period because, like, you don't get to go out in the sun anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, you can't enjoy your favorite garlicky foods.
Oh, that's
no more no more garlic bread for you, Sam.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. Like, the not being able to eat the food I want sucks. Going out to the... Going out to not being able to go out during the day would be a bummer, but I think I could get used to that.
Yeah. You have to start sleeping in a coffin all the time.
I don't like that.
I think it might be okay.
I'd be a bad vampire.
I think coffin's fine. I think I might start doing that just
Jared,
on my own.
You would enjoy it.
Jared, you would be a pretty good vampire, I think.
I think I would be, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Okay, so what of these rules do we think should we get rid of?
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to get rid of the cross rule.
Yeah, I think the cross rule can go. I think that assumes that
they're Christian.
That they're Christian or that they're specifically not Christian.
Yeah.
Which is just, I think, not Christian, in this day and age, it just feels like a really outdated.
Yeah.
It's not very inclusive.
Oh, it's not of God, so it will burn. It's like, well.
So it's like a wooden stake through the heart is the way to do it then?
Should we keep that? I think that's a.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's like a really standard way to kill a vampire.
It's not as easy to find a piece of wood as you'd think. They're not like just like lying around.
Yeah. What about like particle board? Do you think that would count as wooden stake through the heart if you took a piece of particle board and shoved it through their heart?
I think if you're able to do that with particle board without it just falling apart.
Right, just breaking. Like,
yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. Like a, stabbing somebody with like a piece of IKEA furniture. So for our vampire mythology, like do our vampires... Can they only survive on human blood, or can they do, like, animals and... Like, could they, like, put a piece of steak in a blender and eat that, or, like, do they have to, like, suck on humans?
I think they gotta suck on the humans.
Now, since we use the word suck on the humans, I'm also kind of wondering...
Yes, you could...
where do they draw the blood from? Is it from the neck? Is it from the wrist?
I wonder if a vampire could just give you a really powerful hickey. And not actually break skin, but just, like, get some blood out of your...
Uh-huh, just like...
Yep.
Just a little taste. A quick taste.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Jared, you were going to say something.
So, I'm like, in the hierarchy of, like, of the best blood, does it start with, like, a human virgin female? Is that, like, at the top?
I think the main thing you want to do is avoid people with high cholesterol.
Right.
Or high blood pressure, maybe.
Well, I think that seems good. Because
then
it's just kind of like,
it just pumps
it right in there.
Yeah.
So you want somebody, that's like fast food. Somebody with really high blood pressure is like vampire fast food.
Yeah. What do you think it's better than if you like, toy with your victim a little bit first to get their blood pressure up?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you don't want to, yeah.
No, I think it's like, I think that's like when you're slaughtering an animal, you don't want them to be scared because it affects the taste of the blood.
Oh, interesting.
It gets into the meat. So I think they want, that's another reason why it's, I think that they prefer to get you like in a really sexy mood because then like your blood is like pumping fast, but you're not scared.
Yeah,
you're, like,
your heart rate's up.
Yeah.
But you're like, into
it. I want this. Yeah. Exactly. So your blood tastes really good.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you were a vampire, what kind of people would you drink of their blood?
Well, I think it depends, like, if I'm just drinking to drink or if I want to turn the person into a vampire as well.
We're just drinking.
Oh, just for food.
Just for food. Just for sustenance.
Uh-huh. I guess people who have a lot of blood. So, do fat people have more blood or do they have the same amount?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yep. You'd have to do some research on that.
Yeah.
So I figure out, go ahead.
I would go for convenience. Because, I mean, I think probably what I would be doing would just be, like, dragging the person, like, into, like, my dungeon area where I process the blood and put it into storage.
Oh, so you have a dungeon area?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, Jared already has a dungeon area. It's going to be a very easy transition for Jared. Uh-huh.
So, it's just whoever's in the area? That doesn't sound very smart. You'll get vampire hunted
real
quick.
It seems like Jared's going for, like, quantity over quality. And I was, like, thinking, like, all right, well, who's, like, the person who's going to... Like, so I don't have to hunt very often.
Yeah.
It sounds like Jared just wants a system where he can just, like, process them quickly. He even used the word process.
I know.
Like he's got a slaughterhouse.
Yeah. It's like, it really is, like, resembling factory farming at this point.
Right. So I have more of a version in my mind of, you know, like, going to, like, a bar or someplace.
Yeah.
And, like, picking somebody out.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, seducing them as I do.
Well, if you're a vampire,
yeah,
that'll be even easier than it currently is.
Right. And then I'd be like, take them back to my lair.
Uh-huh.
And then suck their blood.
Yeah.
And then if I decide that I want to turn them.
This person seems pretty cool.
Right. Like, that's, like, a decision I can make. Like, see how well the night's gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, if I think that there's going to be, like, a future there, I might, what do you think? Do you want to be a vampire? And if they're okay with it and I'm okay with it, you know, then I'll turn them.
Sure.
But, you know, if it's not going so well, maybe I'll just, like, suck them dry and throw them away.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think Jared's approach, like, you're pretty much just going to be, like, stuck with just, you're just going to be eating them. And, you know, there's no future with any of those people.
No, I don't want to turn anyone.
Okay.
I've got a practical question for you, Sam. You're doing all this, presumably in New York. What are you doing to pay rent?
That's a good question. For the ages.
I have a solution for that in how I choose my victims.
Okay. Okay, let's...
Which is...
I think we should come back at some point and figure out how I'm going to pay rent. But go ahead.
Which is that I'm going to be a vampire ER surgeon.
Oh.
Who only works the night shift.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. And then all of my patients will mysteriously... so unsuccessful.
All these people keep running out of blood in this hospital.
Yeah. I mean, because think about how, like, you could have so much access just to the blood banks. Mm-hmm. And if I just wanted to pick up a quick bite on my way to the operating room, I could just slurp it up.
Yeah.
Then when I'm on the operating table, or when my victim's on the operating table, I could just take a few sips here and there.
Yeah. Like, nobody will notice the nurses.
I'll glamour all of them.
Uh-huh.
So they won't know that what's going on.
Wait,
they'll be
glamour
under my
them?
What's glamour?
Yeah. They're, like, under my spell.
Okay.
You know, cuz, like, you can a vampire can
right. You can, like, freeze them.
Yeah. You can freeze them or influence them.
Right. That's not true in every rendition, but yeah, in some renditions you can, like, cast a spell over your victims and kind of put them in this sort of, like, half conscious state where they're extremely
susceptible. Yeah.
Right.
So it's like almost
a hypnosis. It's like a hypnosis. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of the nurses and everything, they'll be hypnotized and I'll be taking a couple quick sips off my patient. And then
I just have this image of, like, there's, like, somebody whose, like, body is, like, opened up for surgery and you just, like, dive your head into their, like, cavity.
No, I'm not gonna do that. But what I will do is I'll have a nice little straw. Yep.
Well, here's a
all
question. Like, will they die from that or are they still live?
They'll still live. I don't feel like I have to kill them.
I think if you put your head in their cavity, they're probably going to get an infection.
Yeah, but I just have... if I just use my straw.
Right. A sterilized straw. He's a very good surgeon.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're, like, saving lives and...
I'm saving lives.
Getting fed.
And making a good paycheck, too.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, he's going to have an easy time paying rent.
Yeah. Yep. So how are you going to pay rent, Sam?
I'm going to sell my vampire art. My vampire writing. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. That's just what I'll, like, tell everyone. I'll probably work, like, a part-time job.
You can work at, like, a 24-hour bagel place.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so exhausting, though, because I can only work the night shift, and I'll have, like, sleep all day, and then, like, when am I going to have time to do my vampire writing?
Yeah.
And being a vampire is just as hard as
just as hard as being a person.
Except
just,
there's no end in sight.
Yeah,
you just have to do it.
You have to do it forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Anyway,
you should save it for retirement, Sam.
Yeah, vampire retirement.
Vampire retirement.
I wasn't sure if you were like speaking like in the context of the episode, or if you were just giving me like a very like direct like Sam. You need to start saving.
Sam,
for
you need to open a IRA and start putting money in. I mean. The good thing about being a vampire, though, is, like, if you start investing soon, the good, like, you're living for such a long time that eventually you could, you know, amass a pretty
interest.
Good fortune. Yeah, compounding interest.
That's true.
Pretty good.
It's a good point. Vampires, so, like, investments, like, have, they can, take, you can get some, like, really stable long-term investments and still...
Yeah, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, you can, like, live long enough that...
And eventually you'll be...
It'll pay off.
Buying your own castles.
Well, people will also figure it out once you stop aging. Like,
I don't know.
I've been like, I've looked the same for like 10 years. I'm not sure if people would like. I would get away with it for like at least another 10 years. I bet.
Yeah, I think you could get away with it for 10 years. Yeah.
Well, the vampires are always moving from place to place. They don't spend that much time
right.
in one
like,
spot.
Like, if I'm like, all right, we're in like, let's say we're in our mid-40s, and you guys are like, man, Sam still looks like he's in his like early 30s. And
he's a vampire.
Yeah. Then I'd be like, well, guys, I'm moving. It's been like real. Like, I'll see you again at some point. But then
what,
I'll just
you wouldn't
like,
just say
town.
You're a vampire.
Yeah. You wouldn't tell your best friends that you're a vampire.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's talk about that. Like, how would you handle this whole like you're a vampire? Do you tell people? Do you keep it secret? Like, who do you trust?
I would trust my immediate family.
Uh huh.
My wife.
Uh huh.
And my best friends.
Oh, that's nice. James, I would not try to kill you if you told me you were a vampire.
That's a relief.
I was a little skeptical. I was a little worried about telling you guys because I'm not sure. Like, honestly, if you wouldn't try to kill me if I was a vampire.
You'd think I would try and kill you?
Maybe. I don't know. Jared, I think, would.
I would try and kill Jared because Jared seems like he's just killing millions and millions of people.
Yeah, Jared's like waiting for this to happen.
I don't think you guys should kill me because my vampiring method seems like pretty good.
Yeah, you're very.
Yeah, I think mine is like pretty respectful and like based on like consent. So like I think.
I mean, you're killing them though. That's not consensual. Yeah. If you only
I still have to feed.
Yeah, but you could find a better way to do it.
Yeah, James like, has found a way to save lives.
Oh, that's true. James is doing it like in a hospital and like he's not actually killing anyone.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Sometimes at the hospital, I'll go into the blood drying room and I'll just hypnotize somebody and I'll just do a IV directly from their vein into my mouth.
Yeah, that's the best. Straight from the source.
Straight from the source.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get like 5 or 6 of them going at the same time, and just so it's like a little bit, you know, it doesn't take as long.
Uh huh. I was gonna say, and also like you're not taking as much blood from any one person.
Yeah.
If you don't have the technical skills to be like a ER surgeon, like James apparently possesses,
I have an attorney to figure that out.
Uh-huh, right.
I think just like working for like the Red Cross or something, or any like sort of blood bank, anything that deals with getting blood donations would be a smart way to go.
Yeah, but as an ER surgeon, you can work the night shift all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's true.
And you don't have to work that often. You only really have to work really just a couple of days a month if you're far enough along in your career. So, I mean, that'll be me. Jared, I would have to kill you if you're a vampire just because you're killing so many people.
I wouldn't let you kill me.
I'd try to, though.
Jared would also probably be the easiest one to figure out. Like, because, like, he's not even, like, moving around or anything. He's just got, like, this, like, dungeon, like, in his house, and he's just, like, kidnapping people from the neighborhood. Like,
it would be pretty suspicious.
It's going to, like, they're going to figure you out really quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, the cops are going to come to your door, and you're going to have, like, blood on your mouth.
Yes.
And they're like,
yes. They're come like, in.
What are you doing? And you'd be like, nothing.
Nothing.
Definitely not drinking blood from all these children I've stolen.
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to do about it anyway?
I mean, you'd probably just kill them too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be easy to kill you, but I'd have to try.
Yeah.
Because you sound like a very evil vampire.
I do. I don't. Like, evil and super lazy.
Yeah.
Like,
the deadly combo.
Yeah.
Things around you will die. What about this whole, I mean, what about the whole, like, threshold thing with, like, vampires being able to come into your home? Do we want to keep that or lose it?
I want to keep it.
I kind of want to keep it, too. I think it's good.
Otherwise, they're too powerful.
Right.
Yeah. And I like that they have to be polite on occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're keeping that. We're keeping mirrors. We're keeping sunlight is deadly.
Yep.
We're getting rid of crosses.
Virgin's blood.
Virgin's blood. Did we get rid of garlic? Can we get rid of garlic? Because I like garlic so much. And I think just like, so what? Like if, I mean, like I'm a vampire, there's going to be things I don't like anymore, but.
At least let us keep our garlic bread.
Let's keep garlic, yeah.
Even though we can't eat it.
Yeah, we can't even eat it. We can smell it still, though.
Yeah.
I think that, okay, so how about this? We get rid of garlic, we replace it with something else.
Okay.
It has to be something that you liked in your previous life, though.
I see. So I still have to, like, make a sacrifice.
You still have to make a sacrifice. I can't... I think that you need to... There needs to be some sort of a trade-off.
All right. Well, all right. So, I can't eat garlic anymore, is what we're saying. I just... Well, that's the thing. If I can't eat, I guess I wouldn't really care, because I don't have a smell thing for garlic, you know? So...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't even have a sense of smell. You're going to be a great vampire.
Right. Like, right. I'll be like one of the, like this whole aversion to garlic thing wouldn't even affect me because I'll just be like, I wasn't even aware there was garlic.
I was like, oh, there's garlic here?
Yeah. I guess I would know if I started like drinking their blood and they ate a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
Like your blood tastes like garlic.
Ah, so garlicky.
But, maybe but then like I would it, I would like that.
Well, maybe if you're a vampire, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You know, if we keep the garlic thing. Mm-hmm. I think as a vampire, at some point, you just get tired of eternity.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
I'll have to see what eternity's like. I can't say off the top of my head.
I bet I'd probably keep being like, well, let's Jared, see how you feel in 100 years.
I think people would try to kill Jared before he would commit suicide.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
I think so too.
That's, I don't even think Jared's going to make it like as long as his natural life would be. Like, I think that like people are going to hunt him down because he's like killing all these people.
Do you think it'd be that easy?
That sounds
to hunt
likely.
Though?
Huh?
You think it'd be easy to hunt?
Right now I think he would because you're not like moving around or doing anything. Like you've got like this like lair where we just like knock on your door.
Yeah.
I like it's not much of a hunt at all. Like I would just like show up and you'd be like have like a you know human arm like in your mouth. You're like, oh, looks like we got the right place.
Well, I mean,
shoot you in the heart with a crossbow.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Crossbow with wooden stakes.
Yeah.
Vampire hunting.
Vampire hunting. Yeah. I think we got to take down Jared.
Good luck.
I mean, if we're all vampires, then I guess I wouldn't.
Oh, right. Like, yeah, right. Are there good like good vampires and bad vampires?
Yeah, there's always good vampires.
So, like, where I'm like, I don't want
like
to
Brad
kill...
Like Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's a good vampire.
I guess I would feel torn as a vampire because, like, James, you're definitely, like, doing something... Like, you seem to have, like, a love of humanity still. I feel like I, like...
Yeah,
I,
you don't.
I wouldn't say I have a love of humanity, but I'm respectful of it. I'm a respect...
Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
You're pretty much giving... you're giving people a choice of either dying or becoming a vampire for eternity.
Oh, they don't know that that's their choice, though.
Oh, really? Like,
no,
how so?
No,
like,
I'm
how's
not,
that work?
I'm not like, I'm either going to... No. It's not like I'm either going to turn you or you're going to die. It's like we decide if they want to be a vampire, and if they don't, I kill them. But I don't think I present it to them as that...
either or?
Yeah, I don't think I present it
well,
to them.
I mean, if that's like the... I mean, I think people would get it.
I might not always give them a choice, too. Like, maybe if I'm, like, just feeding, like, I'm not going to turn everybody.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a very respectful thing to do.
No, you're right. I guess I should take that back. I don't really have much, like, respect for human life in this scenario. Yeah, I guess I'm... You're right. I'm a bad guy. So... But I also... Like, that being said, even though I'm clearly immoral in this scenario, I still think what Jared's doing is reckless.
Well, I mean, like...
I think it's bad for vampires.
You could be doing better, Sam, honestly. Like, you could be, only feeding off of people who've been unjustly let go of, had murder charges dropped.
Okay. That could be, like, a Dexter.
Yeah, you could be a Dexter. You could be a vampire Dexter.
Right. Well, all right, for the people I'm feeding off of, the people I'm turning... I want them to be sort of on the same page as me.
That could be like, that would be like in the sequel where you think that you've totally killed one of your victims, but it turns out you didn't.
Oh, no. And now I've got like a nemesis.
Now you have a nemesis who's like like a evil vampire.
Right.
Whose name is Jared.
Oh, I see. So like I created Jared like by a mistake.
Yeah.
I see. I was like, this guy, this human, is like super creepy. I don't have to feel bad about sucking his life away.
Yeah.
So like,
while
you're
having sex.
So I abduct him and like drain all the blood from his body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that was good for me. Was it good for you? And then he doesn't say anything because I think he's dead.
Yeah.
And I like toss his body away.
Yeah.
Wherever I've been doing that. But Jared survives.
Yeah.
And becomes this like really powerful vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Who has no respect at all for human life and doesn't seem to even care if he gets caught.
Yep.
And he's just like on a rampage.
He's on a rampage.
I have to object that I have no regard for human life. I mean, I don't as a vampire. But Sam, you're turning more people into vampires who are then going to feed on more humans. Like,
that's true.
You are doing way more damage to humans than I am. I'm just being like pretty upfront about it.
Are you turning anybody or are you just feasting?
He's just feasting.
He's just feasting.
Yeah, he said he wasn't ever going to turn anybody into a vampire.
Okay.
I think it's a rarefied club. I wouldn't just bring anyone else into it.
I'm not like, it's not like I'm bringing in like anybody. You know, it's like.
Seems like you're bringing in more people than you should, though.
Yeah, probably. Feels good. And I also like I'm that part of it I think I'm like being pretty careful about it. Like the people I'm like bringing in are like, with the exception of Jared, who I thought I killed, like the ones I'm turning are like they're only gonna feed when they need to, you know, and like they're like me, they're feeding off of people who they've determined like shouldn't live anymore.
Uh-huh.
Because they're like bad people or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I'm like turning more people into vampires than Jared is, but it's not necessarily like, you know, the worst thing that the human race has ever seen or anything like that. And like, James, you're saving people, so like, we don't really have to worry about you either.
Oh, I'm turning other surgeons into vampires.
Oh, you are? I didn't realize you were doing that.
But not so much that I can't get a good night shift.
Right, because if you have like a bunch of competition for the same...
Yeah, yeah. Then it's like, it's really putting a squeeze on my blood
you
supply.
You know what? Right. I actually think I'm going to be upset that you guys are turning so many people into vampires, because mm-hmm. it's kind of like making it less cool. I'm going to start killing your vampires that you turn.
You're going to vampire hunt our vampires?
Yeah.
I guess I'm okay with that.
God, Jared needs to go. Like, he's like killing like all these people, and now he's killing like our vampire friends.
Well, I mean, probably, yeah, I know you say that you are being responsible about it. But I think there's a lot of things that you could potentially overlook when turning somebody into a vampire.
I guess that's true. Like, I don't know them that well.
Yeah, I mean, you just met them.
Just met them. Yeah, it's true.
And just because somebody's a surgeon doesn't mean they're going to be as responsible as I am.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. So I'm here to clean up your messes.
Okay, good. You're going to be a vampire hunting vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lowest of all vampires, I think. No vampires will respect me.
Yeah.
They'll just hate
You're
me.
Killing so many people.
I'm hungry all the time. I mean, it's true now. It's true when I'm a vampire.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. What do you do if you just want a snack? Do you have to, like, kill a person for that?
Or you kill a small person.
You know, can you just, like...
A little person.
Have, like, somebody around that you just, like, suck up a little bit of blood and then save the rest for later? Like, how does that work? Or do you have to, like, kill a person every time you eat?
I think we decided you could do blood storage, right?
Yeah, you can do blood storage.
All right.
Yeah. Jared, are you going
to
do that?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, that's my original thing. I just go grab whoever's most convenient, take him into my dungeon.
That's right. Process. I forgot that you're not just like eating them. You're
now
you're
kind of
like sucking all the blood and like putting it in a fridge.
Well, yeah. Now I kind of like Jared's plan, because maybe I can like, you know, buy blood from Jared online. Yeah. Get it shipped to me.
Yeah, I've got like a Tor server. Yeah,
yeah, and then I don't even have to be a surgeon. I can just get some of Jared's blood.
Right.
Well, you still need to be a surgeon to make money, because I'm going to charge you, because that's how I'm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll still be a surgeon, but I don't need to work that much anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Although, the problem with that is, like, is your blood ethically sourced? I think not.
It's locally sourced. Not.
It's locally sourced. Yep. It's free range. Is it?
Yeah.
Are you?
You're not like growing people.
Yeah, are you going to be? Are you going to be farming people?
I hadn't considered it.
That is way dark. God, that's terrible.
Although it would make sense for vampires to farm people, I think.
It would. That's just like so dark. I don't think they've done that in a movie yet. Like,
Jared's going to be the Monsanto of
vampires.
Oh my God. Vampires.
That is so
Just human growth hormones into...
Yeah, there's tons of hormones to make people even bloodier.
Just these, like, really plump, like, blood-filled people in tiny cages.
That's sad.
That's really gross.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? It's a lot easier than hunting a blood source yourself.
It's true.
Yeah, and it won't really upset, like, the general human population as long as they're unaware of it. So,
where are you going to have this farm?
Probably a series of tunnels.
But where, like in the United States, Canada?
Oh.
Private island.
Private island,
God,
Antarctica.
I'm thinking I'll be multinational.
Oh, so you've got them like...
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna need to have like shipping locations and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So let me just get this straight though. It's not just for you. You're supplying to other vampires.
This is my business. Yeah, this is how I get money.
This is how you get money and...
If you really wanted to make money, you should make a whole bunch of vampires, because then you just have to have...
Right.
Then you'd have all sorts of customers.
You're creating demand.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's like, the only customers that you have are me and Sam and...
Yeah, and you're, like, killing off the vampires I turn, so I don't even really want to do business with you.
I probably will buy blood from you,
Well, it sounds
Jared,
like James...
Because,
yeah, James would, because he's just not interested in, like, killing people. I'll just be like, that's fine, I'll just,
I'm
like, go
just
kill
super,
my own food.
I'm just... I don't know, like... I'm not really into hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, it's like right now I just buy my meat from
a grocery store.
So if I can get sort of like the same experience, I'll just do that.
Right.
You know, I'll have a boutique brand for you, James.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I'll have like a farm, like an above ground farm, and I'll do like some video promos where you see like these people running and having a nice time.
Right.
Enjoying life.
But the dark truth is they're bred with hormones and stuffed in cages.
No, he's having a separate line for me.
I think it's a marketing scam. I don't think they're any different at all.
Well, Jared,
I think he's putting a sticker on the package and charging you $5 extra.
You know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. So
I bet I could taste the difference.
Once you taste my boutique line blood pudding, you'll know that it's legit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want there to be like various different flavors too.
Oh yeah, different textures. You know, like, I think the texture is more important.
Yeah, textures.
We got fried blood. We got boiled blood. We got blood pudding. You got blood cake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
I think the only way I'm going to know for sure is if there's some sort of government oversight on this on the labeling system.
There's no
government. All right. Well, I'll be vampire president, and I'll put together an oversight committee.
All right.
I'll make the vampire FDA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's becoming pretty complicated for just even three vampires to coexist.
Right. Yeah. We all seem to have like a different ethical standard that we're trying to adhere to.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, I had ethics at the beginning, but now it's gotten so convenient just to get...
Right. You seem pretty comfortable giving up like your stance for the sake of like having blood delivered to you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that reflects
and, like,
my,
even though
my
you were
current positions.
I know, like,
perfectly.
Even though you were surrounded by, like, you worked in a hospital, you had blood at your fingertips, and you're just like, no, that's not easy enough. I want it, like, mailed to me.
Well, you know, like, sometimes you
and
just
to
get
do that, I'm fine with, like, human farming.
Sometimes you just finish work and you don't want to, like, find somebody to eat.
Right.
You just want to, like, go home, chill out, watch some Netflix with the sound off.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, just like open up a Capri Sun full of blood, slurp away and get in your coffin.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
All right.
Like, I don't think that I'm going to totally give up my surgeon thing.
Nah.
Because I think that's I'm still doing a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be kidding myself if I didn't just, submit to, drinking a couple packets just out of convenience.
Right. All right. And you don't really care where they come from. Or I guess you do, but not enough.
I do, but, it's hard.
Right.
I'm a surgeon. It's stressful work.
Sounds like you're only working a couple nights a month.
Yeah, but those are really hard.
Yeah. But that's also why he needs my blood, because...
Those two nights...
He only drinks a little bit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I only drink a little bit, and then, I still have to do, office hours every once in a while, and I'm on call.
Uh-huh.
So...
All right.
It's life.
Yeah. Unlife.
It's the title of your
life.
Yeah. Unlife.
Yeah.
My A Vampire Life. Story by James Miser, vampire surgeon.
Yeah. I gotta say,
That's gonna be dangerous for me to publish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I I disagree. I feel like I have discovered a moral aversion to what I think Jared is up to that I'm not comfortable with.
Okay.
The factoring farming of
people? I think, like, if I found out, like, that's where, like, our mail order blood was coming from, I would be pretty horrified and feel the need to do something about it.
I bet you'd get over it after a few thousand years.
Like,
you used to care about people, but I don't know.
Let's just say, like, all right, if I was putting up for it for thousands of years, maybe, but I think, like, you hear something like that, and you're like, something needs to be done, and I don't think it would take me a thousand years to do it. I think I would, like, that would be enough to, like, call me to action.
But
if there was, like, this vampire who was, like, not only, like, being pretty indiscriminate, like, killing, like, tons of people, but was also, like growing people in cages and selling their blood
to
their vampires.
But then you know what happened?
I feel like that's a degradation to vampires, even. Like, that's not what vampires do.
Here's what would happen.
He's making vampires these, like, lazy, morally complacent creatures, and that's, like, not where we are, like, where we came from. Like, yeah, like, you, what you're saying is, like, you would give up, like, your, like, hunting instincts because it's so much easier just to, like, go to the vampire grocery store and get a package of Capri Sun blood. Like, we are losing what it means to be a vampire, and I think part of that is Jared's fault. I mean, it's not just that I care about the humans, which I think I don't care about them as much as vampires. I think, like, what I'm struggling with is that doing this, like, act of convenience where you have, like, the blood just delivered to you, like, reduces your vampirehood to just, like, one that drinks blood. Like, that's, like, all you are.
No, I'm a surgeon before I'm a vampire.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
That's, like, that's what drives you more than your...
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love to drink blood.
Yeah. Mike, I don't really know if, like, I feel like the closest thing I have to an identity now is, like, just being a vampire.
Well,
like,
we're still doing the podcast.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm, like, a podcaster. That's, like, I'm a vampire podcaster.
Yeah.
You have to talk with me every week.
I'm not... Yeah. Oh. Oh, so in this scenario, that's right. So we're still, like, best friends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have friends.
You're right. You know what? I guess I was thinking of Jared as being this, like, vampire I didn't know very well, who I just, like, discovered was doing these atrocities.
No, at this point, you've known Jared for thousands and thousands
of
years.
He's, like, one of my best friends, and then he, like, invents this, like, vampire, like, human farming
system.
Yeah,
and you're not even going to support his business?
So
you're a bad...
I don't support his business. I think I would still protest his business, but I think, like, my impulse before was, like, Jared needs to be destroyed. And now that I'm realizing that he's, like, one of my best friends and has been for thousands of years...
Yeah, you just want to debate him a little bit.
I'm a little bit more, like, morally... Yeah, it's a lot more complicated now. Where it's, like, I still think he needs to change his business model, but I can't just, like, go out and destroy him. I'd feel, like, really torn about that. I feel really torn, like, trying... killing, like, any of my vampire friends. Like, I think that's, like... I think I would still value life, even if it's an unlife.
I would argue that my human blood farm is really, like, the only ethical way to get human blood.
Of course you would argue that. It's your business model.
But it also enables,
like, why don't
you to
go
have...
ahead and structure your ethics around what your, like, your, how your profit is created. Like, it's very convenient for you, Jared.
I'm just saying, like, it's not...
No, go ahead, present your argument. Go ahead.
Well, number one, I'm not, like, destroying existing, like, family structures in the world, right? I'm not, like, going out there and, like, ruining people's lives. I'm creating lives. And this is the only existence they ever know.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even realize how miserable and pathetic and they are.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, they don't learn how to read or write or anything. Like,
yeah, developmentally, they're not there.
Right, they're just blood bags.
They're just blood bags.
Why should I have any respect for their life? Because their life was created for the purpose of me to consume it.
Yeah.
Right.
And no one, no one in the outside world, no non-vampires know about this human rights violation.
Uh-huh.
But, so I think it's better to have this sort of, like, flesh farm than to just snatch people off the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if...
So I disagree, and here's why, is because... So your argument is, like, these people, like, their life, we don't have to care about them losing their life because they never really have one. And, like, you kind of sound like... It kind of sounds like you own the rights to their life because you created them. What I'm saying is, like yes, like, if you, like, end a human life, great, you should feel bad about that. But also... Like, that person at least got to have a life. Whereas, like, all of, like, the creatures that you made, like, they have this thing that's, like, worse than life.
All right, here's my other argument, which is just don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
That's sort of where
that's
I'm at.
That's where James is, like, just convenience. Yeah.
But here's the thing is... that I think even though I am a customer of yours, Jared,
yeah,
I do recognize that Sam's method is, well, actually, I don't even know if that's more ethical. I mean, at least they've had like a full life up until the point where they were eaten. But I think that there could be a good middle ground where you are like a vampire trapper.
Uh-huh.
So you go out into the wilderness and find feral people.
Sure.
And then you like just capture them and eat them.
Yeah, that's closer to my
package. That's like your free range.
That's like the boutique brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think that's a marketing scam. I don't think there are these free-range feral people that are being caught. Well, I think he's just putting a different label on the package.
Well, Jared says that he's doing it, so I think we have to accept that he's actually doing it.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing it, Jared? Are you actually doing this, or is it a fake?
Of course. No, I actually enjoy catching the feral children. Uh-huh. You know, got to spend the nights doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I hope we can, you know, eventually find just some common ground and mutual understanding of each other's choices as vampires.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. I mean, like, just because James has, like, a different, like, ethical stance on farm-raised humans than I do, doesn't mean we can't still be friends and get along.
Right.
Like, I think that's fine.
It's a personal choice as a vampire that you have
to make.
Right,
right. Even though, like, my ethical, like, stance kind of would require the dismantling of this system.
And I mean, so, sure, like, you're like,
it, like that can't happen as long as that you're consuming. But at the same point, like, you know, if I want you to respect my values, I need to respect yours too. So.
You need to start Veth.
What's
which
that?
Is Vampires for the Ethical Treatment of Humans.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I've just been all talk.
Yeah. If you want something done, you have to actually, you know,
get out in the world and make it happen.
Do it.
So I think for us to kind of get this, you know, mutual respect that we need to survive together as vampires, it might help to empathize with each other's choices as a vampire.
Yeah.
So maybe if we recorded audio of just like our day to day, and then we could listen to each other's and just kind of like get a better sense.
I'm using like, what is that, like StoryCorps or like one of those? There's like one of those like radio programs.
It's audio diary.
Yeah, like they keep a recorder on them and sort of like go through their day to day life.
All right.
All right. I got a recorder. I can do that.
Yeah. I have one too.
Okay, cool. So we each go off into our vampire lives, and then like we'll like come back with like an edited down thing and share it with each other.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
All right, cool. I'll be right back.
Yep.
All right, the time now is 3:54 a.m. This patient is in need of immediate surgery. Nurse, scalpel. I am making an incision in the big neck vein. And, nurse, you are now being glamoured. And anesthesiologist, you're also being glamoured. Okay, now I am, extracting my very long straw, inserting it into the big neck vein. Unglamour. Okay, I am closing the incision. The patient is stabilizing. And I think we're good here.
Blood sac 203. Looks healthy. Let's see. Smells good. Ugh. to the incinerator.
Okay, so the time is now 8 p.m. on a Saturday night, and I'm going to go out to a new bar, and I think I have a good feeling about tonight. Tonight could be the night. I'm going to meet somebody. I'm going to meet the right special somebody and see if they want to be a vampire. Okay, here we go. Okay, I've had 3 gin and tonics, and there's this very beautiful person on the other end of the bar who I think maybe has been looking at me. They may have been looking at the clock behind me. I can't tell, but I think maybe they're looking at me. I'm going to go over and say something. Hi. She's gone. It's sometime after 11:30 or midnight, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to give it another shot. Excuse me, has anyone told you that you have a beautiful neck? No? No? Well, you do. Okay, well, bye. Does anybody want to be a vampire? I'll turn all you motherfuckers into vampires. Shit. So, the time is 4 something. Not the most successful night. I didn't find anyone who would even talk to me, which is fine. So no vampires tonight. I think I'm just going to suck my own blood.
Well, I don't know about you guys, I guess, but I thought Sam's conversation was pretty awkward.
Really? I thought it was, I mean, that's just like a conversation that needs to happen, you know?
I don't know, to have that, like, how many times a week?
Well,
I mean, it's like...
In a good week, I mean.
Honestly, it's more like 3 times a night.
What? No.
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No. So, we didn't really talk about this, but I don't feel that I need to eat that often.
How often do you think you need to eat?
Like, maybe like a couple times a month would be fine.
What? That's
like,
not
you
healthy.
Think I need to, you think I need to, like, feast 3 times a day?
Yeah, if you want to be healthy. You want to be a healthy vampire.
I think that's a little indulgent. I don't know. I think you need like to feed like once a week. Mm.
That explains why you don't look much better than the flesh bags I'm growing right now.
Yeah, I had no idea it was so hard to run a business like that. Yeah.
This is putting things into perspective. I didn't realize, so we all had like different demands, it sounded like, of like how hungry we were. There's like knowing that you need to eat 3 times a day puts like the importance that you put on convenience like makes a lot more sense to me now.
Yeah.
If you have to feed that often. For me, it's sort of like, oh, this is something I have to do, you know, like often, but not like constantly.
You need to do it constantly.
If you need to do it constantly, then I don't know. I think like ethics is going to go out of the window pretty quickly.
I mean, honestly, you could probably feed off of one person for, I don't know, a few meals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You probably keep them chained up in your...
That's what I'm saying. It's like pretty much, if you have to feed that often, you're not going to be able to have any kind of ethical structure. Like, you're just going to be interested in eating all the time.
I know, man. That's life.
So,
or unlife.
Yeah. I don't think you can afford to even have like the conversation about consent. if you have to feed 3 times a day, you're just going to go around like just like killing whoever you can.
Well, I mean, you could save some for later.
Uh-huh.
You could have a little blood storage of your own. You're like the homebrew person.
Anyway, I guess I thought it was like something that was like, I have to do this every once in a while or else I'm going to get weak. But I didn't realize that I had to do it as often as that, though. So. I don't know. I think I only need it a few times a month. I don't think I need to eat 3 times a day.
Well, you're looking a little worse for the wear.
Yeah. I feel fine. Feel great.
Well, I hope, Sam, if you ever feel like just like you need a little pick-me-up, I've got a good energy line.
Blood bars. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I put a little extra vitamin B in there. And
You're definitely going to need to eat more than 3 times a month.
No, like once a week. That's what I was thinking. Or even like twice a week would still be, I'd still be fine like doing this like going out on a hunt thing.
Yeah, if you drank every single drop of everybody's that you killed's blood,
uh-huh.
You could probably get a week's worth of meals out of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's
well, maybe.
It doesn't seem right that you would have to kill
how much?
3 people a night to stay alive. That sounds crazy.
Well, if you want it fresh, then...
That's killing like 100 people a month. You're gonna get caught.
I mean, yeah, it's not ideal, but metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a young vampire. You could eat as much as you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Not gain any weight.
Right.
How much blood is in a human?
Depends on the age. Yeah, depends on the gender.
Average
depends
human
on the size.
1.2 to 1.5 gallons of blood.
Yeah, that's. I'd be pretty full after that.
I think that would last me 2 days.
Uh-huh.
That sounds about right.
Because like thinking about how much food I eat right now,
uh-huh.
I definitely eat more than 2 gallons worth of food
in a day.
Blood is pretty nutrient rich.
Blood is nutrient rich, but that's also like I can't drink any water, so it's also the only way I'm getting any hydration.
Yeah.
Anyway,
gotta keep hydrated, Sam.
Yeah.
I have this. I have this line of thinner blood called the Hydro Brew.
Such a marketing scam. You're selling like watered down blood and you're putting like a fancy name on it and you're probably gonna charge more.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jared is definitely the most evil of the three of us. He's got this like corporate evil thing going for him. Like,
I mean, I'm not gonna argue with that. But I also like going to Vampire Target and just getting a bunch of stuff.
Right.
2% blood.
Well, sometimes you just want like to feel refreshed. You don't want to have a full meal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we like shared these like audio diaries of each other's like a day in like our lives so uh-huh. that we would come to a more common understanding. And I feel like I didn't. Like I feel like I still feel like differently about being a vampire than you guys.
You've always been a little hard.
Yeah, because you're not eating. You're not eating enough.
I don't know. I think that maybe like the only way I think we just have to embrace each other's differences.
I thought you were gonna say fight to the death.
Yeah. At this point, I'm inclined to kill you, Sam.
What? Why?
Well, because I don't approve.
You're very
of your,
disagreeable.
Like, yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can handle your personality for eternity.
Well, you can try if you want, but like you got to keep in mind, like of the three of us, I'm out there being the most active in my hunting. So
yeah,
like,
but
I'm prepared.
You don't hunt very often, and you're looking pretty weak.
You guys don't hunt at all.
Yeah, by choice.
But we eat a lot.
Like, yeah. Oh, so that's gonna make
you strong.
Like, that's gonna make you like more prepared for a vampire fight.
Yeah, everybody knows that a vampire hasn't been eating enough is a weak vampire.
Yeah.
I can eat as much as I want. I like choose to restrain myself. So if I'm like prepping for a fight,
you think we're gonna just be like announce like a battle to you? No, we're gonna wait until you're real hungry.
I think you're gonna be a couple of like fat, complacent vampires who don't know how to hunt. You're, like you get all your vampire food at Vampire Target, and like when it comes to like throwing down, like I'm gonna be prepared. And like I didn't even ask for a fight. I don't know why you guys like because I'm disagreeable. I was prepared to let like you know bygones.
Steak. Ugh, I was getting tired of that.
Man, can you imagine listening to that for eternity?
No, I think
so judgmental all the time.
God. How many hundreds of years has it been?
I mean, it's been less than 2 hours, but
oh, wow!
But I'm glad I don't regret it.
It changed my concept of eternity. I had a long day at the office, so I think I'm gonna maybe head to hit the coffin.
Yeah, let's close this out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's been our episode and also the end of Sam. If you have anything that you want to tell us to do, you can do so by leaving us a review on iTunes, and we will do it no matter what it says.
Yep. Has to be on iTunes, though.
It has to be the iTunes review.
If you want to tell us to not do something, you can do that on Twitter at That's Not Pod.
Yeah. You can tweet at us. That's not bad.
And a special thanks this week to all of our victims. Your blood keeps us alive.
Thank you so much. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.